Hello, everyone. My name is Bodacious Dawson. I'm from the Marion County Health Department, located in Indianapolis, Indiana. Five other DIS and I wanted to share with you what we learned and what we experienced in hopes that other DIS would be able to use this project as a tool to combat syphilis. Since 2008, Indianapolis has experienced a syphilis outbreak. Indianapolis is in the middle of the country and is in relation to location and also our syphilis rates. We had 108 infectious syphilis cases reported in 2010. Being the 12th largest city and suffering from increasing urban sprawl, it's been challenging to keep a pulse on our ever-changing city. Indianapolis has experienced gentrification coupled with very limited public transportation system, furthering the availability to screening locations. Currently, our STD program tests in bars, bathhouses, and also our local jail system. So in an attempt to increase case finding, DIS and management developed a one-month project in March of 2010 called the DIS Blitz, is what we deemed it. The purpose of this project was to reach out into the community on a street level and interact with individuals that maybe we don't interact with in a daily basis, doing our like field visits and what have you, to find people that we were missing in relation to syphilis. Our goals were to gather information and develop partnerships with gatekeepers on a street level, allowing community members to have an impact in helping combat syphilis. We developed a map of Indianapolis that allowed us to focus on areas of the city that were most affected by syphilis. We call these areas hotspots. This map gave us 11 areas. I don't have the pointer, but...
Oh, here. Just that little red button on the other side.
Okay. 11 areas on here. I kind of tried to get a little bit bigger of a map, but it didn't really work out as far as the slides are considered. But this is kind of a larger area that was broken out. The red and yellow areas are the ones that we wanted to focus on, and those are the ones that we numbered. So, six DIS were split into three teams, two teams each, assigned various hotspots. We canvassed these areas using a ground-level approach by going into local stores, community centers, and giving out condoms, syphilis posters, as well as places to go for testing that we already do, like bathhouses, bars, anything of that nature. At this point, you might be wondering, how did you guys do this? How were you able to complete this project and continue to do our daily tasks in relation to DIS work? Well, two of the teams basically were responsible for all the clinical duties, and then another team was able to go out and basically complete the Blitz assignments. In weeks 1 and 2, we went out to our assigned areas and interacted with the community members. We took very detailed notes as to who we spoke with. We got business cards. We got names of people that were on certain street corners, and took very, very detailed notes. And then we were able to compile those findings in week 3. In week 3, we compiled the findings. We all developed a presentation, and we gathered that information and shared it with our clinical staff at our STD clinic, as well as our Stamp Out Syphilis program. Each team identified, planned, and implemented a screening in their area. All of the hotspots were somewhat different. all of the teams that had their assigned hotspots were, they kind of approached it in a different manner. So we all kind of found different things within the different areas. These pictures are just some of the businesses and areas that we wanted to focus with and we currently have partnerships with that we now do testing. And as a result of the Blitz, here are some kind of the themes that we saw in all of the areas, all of the 11 hotspots were kind of like the gas stations, the liquor stores, the check cashing places, the establishments. It was kind of what we kind of already touched on today when he spoke about syphilis earlier was we observed several of the same themes studies have pointed out. The number of liquor stores or the broken window effect pointed out in the community with a higher risk of syphilis and the limited resources that they had. This picture is kind of, we were really innovative in this screening that we did. This was at the Rural Inn, and I can kind of go back. It's kind of in the middle here. It's a liquor store / bar. When we went there and approached them to do a screening, they were kind of hesitant, but they still wanted to go through with it because we shared with them kind of what some of the community members told us. And this is the picture of my coworker Carrie. She's over there. This is the back of her Honda CRV, and we just kind of we tested I think 26 people that day, and the community didn't know we were going to be out there prior to it. So it was a really good. It felt like what we were doing was making an impact. So no food, no incentives at all. So it was pretty cool. This is basically a picture of the team. I'm just presenting this information. This isn't what all me at all. I want to point that out. It's myself all the way over to the left, and then Valerie, she's over here in red. Taylor, Ramona, she's also sitting next to Valerie, and George is sitting next to her as well. And then I mentioned Carrie, she's over here. Also, our frontline supervisor, Janine Waters, is over here, and just having her, when we all were talking about this and we wanted to do something that was a little bit different, we wanted to find the stuff that we were missing, they were cool with us being very innovative. They were wanting us to kind of think outside the box, so it was really nice to see. In conclusion, we were able to meet our goals by setting up new screening locations. I feel that this project was very eye-opening because as a DIS, I feel like I go into all sorts of areas into the community, and I feel like doing field visits and stuff, I got a really good grasp on what's going on. But after doing this, I learned so much more. So much so that I would really encourage other departments to kind of, maybe if it wasn't a whole month, maybe if you could, you know, break it down to where you could do it a little less time and maybe not have such an impact on our disease burden. And the positive feedback that we got was something I didn't expect at all. Doing door-to-door screenings and stuff that we sometimes do, we get a lot of positive feedback. When we did this, it was just very, very... Sometimes you get caught up in doing all the data entry as a DIS and documenting everything and, you know, kind of making sure that, you know, everything's taken care of. But this kind of made me feel like I was really making an impact in our community, and I felt like a real DIS. I was doing DIS work, and it was something that I think we were all proud of, and we were so excited about doing this. So... we continue to identify community leaders to eradicate disease in Indianapolis. And I just kind of want to thank you guys. This is my first conference, and this is really fun. And thank you guys very much.